The federal opposition is raising serious questions about the government's attempt to protect the National School Chaplain Scheme and hundreds of other programs and grants. The High Court last week declared that the way the chaplain's program was funded exceeded the Commonwealth's powers, potentially endangering a raft of federal spending. The Coalition supported the legislation but says it still has serious reservations about whether the government's quick fix will actually work. From Canberra, Alexandra Kirk reports.
The High Court decision applied a big brake on the executive power of the Commonwealth, finding the school chaplaincy program invalid because it wasn't backed by any legislation or tied grants to the states. A new law was rushed through the House of Representatives last night. The Attorney-General, Nicola Roxon, maintains it'll put the chaplain scheme and a host of others beyond doubt.
The bill will ensure that the Parliament's intentions in appropriating funding for programs are given effect.
It seeks to validate 427 grants and programs worth billions of dollars.
These programs range from helping children with autism through to overseas aid payments. They include a number of payments to veterans that are not part of the social security system. They include a wide range of different programs, such as industry development programs, environmental programs, education programs, and health programs.
The legislation also empowers the government to make regulations that can be disallowed by the Senate to cover any other programs that might later be found to be in danger. The opposition's expressed grave concerns about the government's approach.
Well, this is a band-aid solution.
The Shadow Attorney General, George Brandis, doubts it'll satisfy what the High Court stipulated.
This is the flimsiest possible imaginable form of parliamentary sanction. It says the Parliament declares lawful all of those programs which the Minister might declare in a regulation to be within the terms of this Act. Now, that's a very, very flimsy basis.
Still, the Coalition didn't oppose the bill.
Because of the unusual nature of the situation presented by the High Court's decision.
Nicola Roxon assured Parliament her legal advice is very sound. The opposition wanted to see it. The attorney said no, offering instead a briefing from the acting Solicitor General. Senator Brandis says it's not good enough.
I think that if Mr McClelland had been still the Attorney General, we wouldn't have had this problem. But I'm bound to say, and I don't mean to be personal here, because I like Nicola Roxon, but I think that Mr McClelland had a lot more common sense about how to be the Attorney General of Australia than Nicola Roxon has.
The opposition tried to have the new bill end in 6 months, giving the government time to come up with a stronger version. That failed, but Greens MP Adam Bandt says his party's trying to design a better sunset clause for the Senate to consider today.
I don't think people should be penalised for what's happened up till now, and program funding should be stopped, but it's an opportunity for us to do something better in the future, more in line with the High Court decision, and that's why we think there needs to be a different approach.
Greens MP Adam Bandt ending that report from Alexandra Kirk.